With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Nearly all of Puerto Rico was without power on New Year's Eve.
A blackout has hit more than 1.3 million clients in Puerto Rico, and officials say it could take up to 2 days to restore power. The private company that oversees electricity transmission and distribution says it looks like the outage was caused by a failure in an underground power line. Puerto Rico is continuing to struggle with chronic power outages blamed on a crumbling power grid that was damaged by Hurricane Maria, a Category 4 storm in September 2017. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Also at SRNnews.com, the man accused of shoving a stranger in front of an oncoming subway train is identified as 23-year-old Kamal Hawkins, who is now charged with attempted murder and second-degree assault. Surveillance video showed the 45-year-old victim standing by the edge of the platform before he was pushed. A law enforcement official told the New York Post the man survived because he fell perfectly in the trench, describing the near miss as an act of God. New York police identify the woman set on fire on a subway.
Police say 61-year-old Debrina Kawam from Toms River, New Jersey, is the woman seen on video being burned to death on a New York City subway in Brooklyn on December 22nd. Mayor Eric Adams.
And, you know, our hearts goes out to the family. A horrific incident.
Sebastian Zepeda was arrested the same day and charged with murder. ICE says the 33-year-old is in the country illegally from Guatemala. Prosecutors say there's video of him lighting Kawam, who was apparently sleeping on the train, on fire, fanning the flames, and then sticking around and watching. Prosecutors say Zepeda told investigators he didn't remember because he'd been drinking. Julie Walker, New York.
This is SRN News. Anti-Semitism surged in 2024.
Frankly, things have been getting worse for some time, but the deadly terrorist attack on Israel in the fall of 2023 sparked a surge in acts of hate against Jews that dominated the headlines this year. Here in the U.S., college campuses were convulsed by pro-Palestinian protests and attacks on Jewish students. Synagogues and other Jewish institutions were vandalized, prompting many Christian leaders to express their solidarity with Israel and Jewish people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion has become slightly more common in the U.S. despite bans or deep restrictions in most Republican-controlled states, and the legal and political fights over its future are not over yet. It's now been 2.5 years since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade and put the issue in the hands of states. As the ban swept in, abortion pills became a bigger part of the equation, some 2/3 of abortions performed. This is SRN News. Ousted Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad has been named the world's most corrupt person of the year.
The poll, which has been running for over a decade, invites experts and the public to nominate an individual or institution that has done the most to advance corruption and organized criminal activity. The judges admitted that Kenya's president, William Ruto, had received the most votes, at over 40,000, following months of demonstrations over youth unemployment and a contentious finance bill proposal. But the judges ultimately decided to award Mr. Assad because of recent events in Syria. A new special lifetime non-achievement award has been given to the president of Equatorial Guinea.
Well, it's about to get very cold across much of the country this week. A mass of Arctic air moved over the northern Rockies last night and shifted towards the plains as it heads to the east coast by late today. It comes as a second blast of cold air set to move in over the weekend. More details at SRNnews.com.